regarding the idea of shidduchim and the advices of parents. So it could be certain times that father needs the services of his daughter. And therefore, based on this, he already sees that, let's say, they only have one last child left in the house. And therefore, they try to either postpone or they try to come up with, you know, justified ways in their eyes to be able to not allow their daughter to get married. So the question is, the fact that the daughters are not obligated in the mitzvah of pururvu, being fruitful and multiplied, is not their obligation because of the fact that the pasuk says vekivshuha. Based on that, the chachamim learn only an individual that is obligated to fulfill the other part of the pasuk, which is kivshuha, going into the war, which are men. They are obligated in the beginning of the pasuk, which is pururvu. Pururvu milu et ha'aretz vekivshuha. So therefore, the ladies are exempt from this mitzvah. However, they are obligated in lo letehu bera'a lashevet yetzara. Yeshaya Hanavi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to be empty lashevet yetzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it should be inhabited. So this aspect, they are obligated. But I said, the question is, if the father is requesting for the daughter, either to keep postponing, or bichlal don't get married. So as we know, the psak halacha is ein tzricha lishmua lo kelal. Even though that there is a teshuva in sefer shut Torah lishma that says otherwise, Rabbi Vadia argues on this, and he says nothing doing has nothing to do with the fact that the father is interested in her services. In reality, you should get married even if you are not obligated in the mitzvah pur urvu. Nevertheless, he says it's tzara de gufa. What does it mean, tzara de gufa? The poskim bring, if the parents request, if the father or the mother, for let's say 15-year-old child, to do acts that would bring him embarrassment, he's not obligated to fulfill. The father wants the son to do some kind of a magic trick or jokes in public that he would embarrass him. Says that his own kavod, the kavod of the son, does not allow him to do such a thing. So therefore, he doesn't have to listen. He says, "Ma'asin ne'arim, v'haben mitbayesh la'asot ken, ein tzarich lishma lo kivan she'ein ze kevodo." This is not bringing honor to the father. This is not providing services for the father, and it puts the son in embarrassing position. He doesn't have to listen. So, and what is worse? Anytime that it brings somebody embarrassment, or tzara de gufa. So basically, tzara de gufa adiv mi biziona. That tzara de gufa, anything that is physical pain, is worse than embarrassment. So therefore, over here, for the daughter not to get married, it's tzara de gufa. There is physical pain. Physical pain being that she is not being fulfilled. She is not getting her rights. So therefore, is considered to be tzara de gufa. The father, by preventing the daughter from marriage, is causing her to have physical pain, which is lo nitan leimachel, which cannot be forgiven. And he says v'tzapuy lo onesh ma'akodesh baruch hu chalila v'chas. The father that does such a thing, or the mother, god olav ono miniso. The expression that he's using is the expression that was used for Cain. God olav ono miniso. The punishment is too much to bear. And definitely, Khalil Bechas, it is in the future, could Khalil Bechas bring the father to a state of regret when it's too late to do anything about it, being it again that is Tzara de Gufa. Let me just end with one more Nekuda. Sometimes it would be a case of monetary case, which means, Av Shetziva Lebeno Sheisa Isha Biglal Mamon. Let's say, if a person wants to accept a shidduch based on the fact that the father-in-law, the potential father-in-law, has a lot of money. If otherwise you would not have gotten married to her, this is shidduch l'shem mamon, which is havian lei banin she'enon mehuganin. If a person gets married only for the sake of money, that otherwise you wouldn't get married to such a mishpacha, only because of the fact that they have too much money, you are interested to get married. So therefore, the children, as a result of this marriage, are going to be Khalil Abkhaz ain't on Mehugari, not proper children. So you're going to have problems, Khalil Abkhaz, with this. So the question is, now the father says to the son, go get married to such a mishpacha. He is not interested. It's only because of the fact that the father sees, business opportunities, or he sees that this family has too much money, and he's interested in that, but the son is interested in bat tovim. So then again, he doesn't have to listen to his father. So let me mention to you what it says in Kriyana de Igreta, one of the Sefarim that the Stipler Gaon, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, wrote, and is quoted over here by Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. He says, when it comes to Shiduchim, as we know, that let's say there are certain promises made by the, let's say, father-in-law. And all of a sudden, he reneges on his promises. And it's in the middle of the Shiduch. They already got engaged, but they did not yet get married. So then there is certain times major arguments, back and forth. So Harav Chafetz Chaim says, if all of a sudden, let's say, the Chatan is going to say, give me more. This is the Isur of Lo Tachmud. The fact that the Torah says in Aseret Hadibrut, don't covet, what do you mean? It has to be somebody else. Right here, when it comes to put the future father-in-law, and a person sees an opportunity, instead of this amount, he wants double or whatever it is, and otherwise I'll cancel the Shiduch. That is the Isur of Lo Tachmud. So comes a Stipler Gaon in Kriyana de Igreta, in the letters that he wrote, he writes as follows. He says, Inyan HaShiduch veTeviyat Mamon Hem Shene Devarim Nifradim. There are two different aspects. The idea of getting a right Shiduch and demanding money. Says that Khalil Abkhaz Lifkua B'Shiduch Ulinateko, that a person should not come to cancel because of the demand on the money. But it says, V'yivchiru B'din HaRatzu L'Shnehem, that really if the person has certain issues, you should really go to Rabbanim, that the Rabbanim, the true Rabbanim should decide, Gedolei Torah. So he says, and if a person, let's say, prevents such a thing from taking effect, he says certain times, he says a person should realize, Ein Adam Chai Le'olam, a person is not going to live in this world forever. Sof Sof, Yavo Yom She'yamol Lifne Beddin Shel Ma'ala. At the end of the day, a person eventually is going to go in front of Kisei HaKavod. And at that time, a person is going to be calm. He's no longer going to be so aggressive. And Veishalu Oto, Lama Umadua Shafach Dama Shel Bito. Why did you spill the blood of your daughter? Vecholat Terutzim. So all the answers in the world is not going to be a proper answer. Lo Yitkabbelu Bashamim Kelal VeKelal. Kisham over there. What they look at is not your justifications, that because of this you cancel the shiduch, because of extra money that what you wanted from the future, let's say father-in-law, you canceled your daughter's marriage. He says, all of these things, ma'ashe osim mipne, ta'avat ha-kavud, ve-ta'avat ha-mamun, because of the desire for honor, desire of extra money. Hadavar nir'e b'chush, so the chachamim say, and it can be seen with a person's own senses, Nishmato shel Adam me'idabo. His own neshama is going to testify against him. Ma ya'aneh b'yom hadin. What are you going to answer in Yom Hadin that because of money you caused so much aggravation and pain? Ve'ana yivrach. Where are you going to run to? So therefore, that the person should hide himself mimidat hadin. So therefore, a person is supposed to, he says, Velo yishpoch dam bito, he repeats it again. Make sure you stop this machloket, and make sure, don't spill the blood of your own daughter. Maximum, go to Rabbanim to allow such things to be able to be resolved in a proper and peaceful fashion. And Khalil Abkhaz, because of the extra demand that either side has on the other, they should not cause that the shiduch should not take place.